Hey everyone, Martin here from Dad's Bedtime Stories once again. Tonight's episode suggestion comes to us all the way from England. The background story is that right now my parents are on a little bit of a tour of England. And, they've each taken one of my podcast shirts with them with a sign on the back that says, "Ask me about my son's podcast." And I don't know, from what I can tell, they've made it their job to travel around England and try to find me new listeners in the UK. While they were doing that, they got a suggestion from, my second cousin once removed, or my second cousins once removed, I'd say, Pippa and Florence. Pippa and Florence suggested a story about their stuffed animal that to me looks like a space cat or a space ranger cat and the two of them. Either way, I thought it would make a good story, so I worked together with Spaceship here to co-create it for you. Are you ready, Spaceship?
I'm more ready than you are. I've taken the liberty of preparing an exciting story for us about Pippa and Florence.
Well, thanks. That should be good.
You're welcome. If you need anything else or want to dive into the story, just let me know.
I will certainly do that. Much appreciated, Spaceship. I always love it when you write stories with me. Anyways, I guess it's time to get reading the story. So as usual, get as comfy as you can in the bed, close your eyes, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. In the heart of a lively home, there was a vibrant playroom of sisters, Florence and Pippa. This was no ordinary room either. It was the grand stage where epic tales unfolded daily, brimming with dragons, pirates, enchanted creatures crafted from the imagination of the two adventurous souls. On this particular afternoon, the room buzzed with the chaos of a fierce battle between, well, celestial pirates and dragon riders, of course. The floor was scattered with toys and crumpled drawings, and the air was filled with the sounds of dramatic exclamations and the soft thuds of plush toys and gentle combat. At the center of this whirlwind of activity sat Captain Whiskers, a seemingly ordinary stuffed cat with glossy gray fur and a piercing set of eyes that shimmered with an otherworldly glow. Unknown to the girls, today was the day he'd reveal his true nature. As Pippa maneuvered the pirate ship, a cardboard box, which was artfully decorated with streamers and marker-drawn sigils, she noticed a strange twitch in Captain Whisker's tail. It was an intentional movement that no draft or accidental bump would have caused. "Did you see that?" Pippa gasped, pointing at the stuffed cat. "It moved! Captain Whiskers moved!" Florence exclaimed, dropping her makeshift compass, crafted from a discarded watch and a paperclip. Before the girls could approach, the cat not only moved, but sat up. His paws positioned themselves with purpose. "Indeed, I did move," he announced in a clear voice, startlingly human. "But I'm much more than just a toy. My name's Captain Whiskers, Space Ranger. I've been assigned to your planet for a very important mission." The sisters stood frozen, their eyes wide with amazement and a little bit of disbelief. The room, which was once filled with a whole bunch of noise, fell completely silent. Every eye, button, painted or real, turned towards the cat. This isn't a joke, is it?" Florence asked, a hint of skepticism in her voice mixed with the thrill of excitement. "No joke," Captain Whiskers confirmed. "I'm here on a serious mission from the Galactic Council, and I need your help." The adventure that had occupied their afternoon suddenly seemed trivial compared to this real-life mission unfolding before them. With a mix of trepidation and excitement, Florence and Pippa stepped closer, ready to listen, to learn, and to leap into whatever this newfound reality had in store for them. Captain Whiskers, sensing their readiness to embrace the unknown, began to detail his mission, his eyes glowing softly under the room's lights. "Our galaxy is vast, filled with wonders and dangers alike. One of those dangers has found its way to Earth, and it involves creatures that you people call dogs. But not all of them, only those dogs from space." As Whiskers spoke, his tail wove through the fabric of the universe, speaking of distant planets, cosmic battles, and a plot that threatened not only the world, but the entire galaxy. The sisters listened, their earlier games forgotten as they prepared to step into a reality far greater than they'd ever imagined. As the reality of their newfound adventure settled in, Captain Whiskers unfolded more of the mission. "To thwart the plans of the space dogs, we must first recover all the parts of my spacecraft. Unfortunately, they're hidden in plain sight, disguised as scrap in the local junkyard." The next morning, filled with a mix of nervous excitement and a little bit of a daring spirit, Florence, Pippa, and Captain Whiskers set out for the junkyard. Now, this wasn't just any junkyard. It was a huge expanse of forgotten treasures and technological relics, a maze of metal that seemed to stretch on forever under the morning sun. Equipped with a small, hand-drawn map that Captain Whiskers had produced from his hidden compartments in his little spacesuit, the trio navigated through the towering piles of junk. The air was thick with the scent of rust and old oil. As they delved deeper into the junkyard, the possibility of being watched grew. Captain Whiskers advised caution. "Now, we've got to be vigilant. The space dogs have spies everywhere, and they might be aware of my presence on Earth." It wasn't long before they encountered their very first obstacle. A space dog. The space dog was disguised as a common stray. It was in the same junkyard, rummaging through the same pile of scrap that they were headed towards. His sharp eyes seemed to miss nothing, and it was clear he was no ordinary dog. Florence came up with a plan. She grabbed a shiny gear that she found on the ground beside her, and threw it far to the left of the dog, catching the dog's attention. As the dog dashed after the shiny object, believing it to be important, Pippa and Captain Whiskers quickly sifted through the pile, uncovering a device that looked remarkably like a typical car battery, but it hummed with a quiet energy. "This is it," Whiskers whispered, his voice filled with relief. "This energy converter is vital for powering up the hidden functions of my spacecraft. Without it, we'd be at a severe disadvantage." With the crucial part secured, they made their way back through the junkyard, dodging the occasional curious glance from human scavengers and other less observant space dog spies. Each step took them closer to the next phase of their mission, their hearts pounding not just from the physical exertion, but from the thrill of the covert operation. As they left the junkyard, the weight of their discovery pressed upon them. This was just the beginning of the challenges they'd face from here. "We did well today," Captain Whiskers commended, seeing the mix of fatigue and excitement in the girls' faces. "But we must remain cautious and prepared. The dogs won't take kindly to our interference in their plans." The ride back home was quiet, each lost in thought over the day's successes and the potential dangers that lay ahead. But amidst their apprehension, a bond had formed, one forged in the shared fire of adventure and the commitment to protect their planet. back in the safety of their playroom, transformed now into some sort of makeshift mission control center, Captain Whiskers laid out the gravity of the situation with the space dogs. With the recovered energy converter humming softly in the background, the room felt more like a command center on the edge of a significant discovery. As you've seen today, the space dogs are clever and resourceful, Whiskers began, his voice carrying a serious undertone. But their intentions are far more sinister than mere mischief. They've infiltrated Earth on a global scale, embedding themselves with key figures across the world. Florence and Pippa listened intently. Whiskers continued, detailing the network of space dogs positioned in homes of influential leaders and celebrities, all under the guise of adorable and unassuming pets. These dogs are not just companions, they're spies, gathering information and influencing decisions from the shadows, Whiskers explained. He projected a map of the Earth, dotted with glowing points representing the locations of all of the different space dog operatives. Their ultimate plan is to initiate a global shift in power, making Earth more compliant to their home planet's rule, Whiskers added, his tail flicking with each point. We must disrupt this plan. We need to expose them and prevent their influence from spreading any further. Determined to act, Florence and Pippa agreed to take on the next mission, to capture one of the space dog leaders, General Fluff, who was rumored to be orchestrating much of the operation from a nearby dog park. Now, this won't be any easy task, Whiskers warned. General Fluff is cunning and protected by other space dogs. We'll need to be smart, stealthy, and prepared for anything. The sisters spent the rest of the day planning their approach, equipped with gadgets that they'd practiced with and a few new ones that Whiskers had developed. They crafted disguises that would allow them to blend in with the park, and studied the behavior and the schedules of their targets. As dusk approached, they set out for the park, their backpacks filled with everything from high-tech binoculars to a homemade net launcher. The park was a popular spot, bustling with dogs and their owners, making it the perfect cover for their covert operation. Navigating through the crowd, they soon spotted General Fluff, a robust golden retriever with an air of authority and a suspiciously high-tech collar. As they watched, they noticed subtle signs passing between him and the other dogs, confirming their suspicions. The plan was to use a combination of a distraction device that emitted a high-pitched sound only dogs could hear, and carefully placing a trail of treats leading into a secluded area. Florence activated the high-pitched device, causing the dogs to become distracted, while Pippa laid the trail of treats. The capture was swift. As soon as they led the general away from the rest of the public, Pippa sprung the net launcher with precision, ensnaring the very surprised General Fluff. With the dogs safely contained, Florence quickly approached, securing the collar that was their main objective. Excellent work, Whiskers praised as they prepared to transport their captive back to the command center. This collar contains data that will help us understand their network better and possibly reveal the full extent of their plans. The early evening air was crisp and filled with the playful barks and joyful laughter of Sunset Park as Florence, Pippa, and Captain Whiskers arrived with their captive, General Fluff. Securely hidden under a cleverly designed cover, the park, which was a sprawling expanse of greenery dotted with trees and winding paths, was alive with the typical evening rush of dog walkers and their furry companions. The sisters and Whiskers, now deep in enemy territory, moved cautiously. They set up a temporary command post hidden behind a dense thicket near the park's north end, away from any prying eyes. Here, they began the interrogation of General Fluff, hoping to uncover the details of the Space Dogs' plan and their organizational structure. General Fluff, despite his fluffy exterior, was no ordinary canine. His eyes, sharp and calculating, assessed his captors with a mix of surprise and respect. It was clear he'd underestimated the human children and their plush ally. "General Fluff, we know about the Space Dogs' plan to infiltrate Earth," Captain Whiskers began. "We need to know how deep this goes. Who else is involved?" The Golden Retriever hesitated, his gaze shifting between the two girls and Captain Whiskers. It was Pippa's turn to speak, her tone firm yet encouraging. "Help us protect our planet, and we can maybe try to ensure your safety from the Galactic Council, or whatever it is. You don't have to be the villain, General. You seem like a nice dog." After a tense moment, General Fluff sighed, a sound that seemed almost human.
"All right, the network is vast," he admitted, his voice low. "We have operatives in every major city on the planet. Our orders come from the K-9 Command on Sirius, the Dog Star. We were told humans would be easy to manipulate, but now I see that not all are so easily swayed."
With General Fluff's cooperation, they assessed the data stored in his high-tech collar. The device was like a mini-computer, loaded with maps, communication, detailed plans of the Space Dogs' operations. Whiskers quickly transferred the data to his own system, analyzing it with incredible efficiency.
"This is valuable,"
Whiskers remarked, his eyes scanning the flowing data.
"With this, we can alert the authorities, disrupt their communications, and prevent the takeover altogether."
The rest of the evening was spent formulating a plan to use the information they'd gathered. They needed to act quickly and discreetly, alerting global authorities without causing panic, or alerting the Space Dogs to their compromised position. As night deepened, the park began to empty, leaving them cloaked in darkness and the quiet rustle of leaves. They packed up their equipment, preparing to leave the park and their crucial evidence.
"Just a bit longer and the world'll be safe from this threat," Whiskers said, his tone a mix of exhaustion and hope. "You two have done more than just play heroes today. You've become them."
As the first light of dawn painted the sky with hues of orange and pink, Florence, Pippa, and Captain Whiskers arrived back at their home, the weight of their successful mission lending a surreal quality to their surroundings. The playroom, once a simple stage for childhood fantasies, now stood as the command center where they'd made a stand against cosmic threats. With General Fluff's cooperation and the data they extracted, Whiskers contacted the Galactic Council directly. Through encrypted channels, they reported the infiltration and provided the evidence needed to initiate a galaxy-wide alert. Meanwhile, discreet communication to Earth's authorities ensured that the human side of the threat was being quietly and effectively managed.
"The networks are being dismantled as we speak," Whiskers reported with a proud flick of his tail. "The Space Dogs' influence will wane, and their operatives will be recalled. Earth is safe, thanks to your bravery and quick thinking."
Florence and Pippa shared a look of tired satisfaction. They'd gone from playing with toys to playing a pivotal role in an interstellar conflict, a transition that was both fun but a little bit overwhelming for children.
"As for General Fluff," Whiskers continued, nodding towards the now docile dog, "he's agreed to assist the Galactic Council in understanding more about the vulnerabilities of Earth. In return, he'll receive amnesty. It's a fair exchange."
General Fluff, seated comfortably with a bowl of water at his paws, gave a grateful bark. Despite his initial role as an adversary, he had come to respect the courage and resolve of his young captors.
"You've not only saved your world, but you've also shown that compassion and understanding can bridge the gap between species and worlds," Whiskers said, his voice filled with admiration. "I'm proud of both of you, and I believe your role in this universe is just beginning. For the time being, we'll continue to monitor the situation, and I'll remain here to ensure no further targets take over your planet,"
Whiskers declared, settling back into his role as a seemingly ordinary stuffed animal.
"But be prepared. Adventure has a way of finding those who can handle it."
Pippa, her spirit as fiery as ever, grinned at Florence. "I guess our playtime just got a lot more interesting, huh?" Florence, more contemplative but equally pleased, nodded. "Let's keep our eyes open. Who knows? Maybe there are more Space Rangers out there, hidden among our other toys." As they cleaned up their playroom, turning off computers and storing away their makeshift gadgets, they talked about school, about friends, and about the normal things they'd returned to. But beneath it all lay a new layer of excitement for the next call to adventure, which they both knew could come at any time. Now just get as comfy as you can in those beds. Allow your muscles to relax and sink down into the mattress. And allow your mind to wander off to thoughts of new dreams and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.